former President Lyndon B. Johnson gave the opening remarks. I believe the solution to Black power is in the polling places and the institutions of higher learning, President Johnson said. The doors of colleges must be open to people of all races and all economic conditions.
Not a white American in all this land would fail to be outraged if an opposing team tried to insert a 12th man in their football lineup to stop Black fullback on the football field. Yet off the field, away from the stadium, outside of the reach of the television cameras, every Black American in this land, man or woman, plays out life running against the 12th man of a history that they did not make and a fate they did not choose.
On the last day, after considerable controversy, the Congress passed a resolution calling upon UT and other predominantly white universities to demonstrate in an expeditious manner and on a continuous basis a commitment to the educational needs of Black students, current and future. They identified the greatest needs as 1. More Black faculty and administration. 2. Change in admission policies to increase Black enrollment. 3. More Black and other minority students with minimum numbers based on population percentages. 4. Ethnic programs. 5. Supportive services. 6. Increased financial aid. The Congress would be remiss if we did not recognize the plight of the Black students at this university, the resolution said.